The circular stone at the center of the uppermost tier of the circular mound altar is the Heaven Center Stone. Its name is entirely literal. This is the center of heaven. Around it, 9 rings of stone slabs extend outward in concentric circles. This arrangement pays attention to order and at the same time inscribes the concept of the 9 heavens directly into the ground. The ancients considered this point deeply sacred. It is the geometric center of the entire altar and corresponds exactly to where the emperor stood during the heaven sacrifice. Standing on this stone, the emperor read out the prayer texts and bowed to heaven. The position had to be exact, not even half a step off. In ancient thought, the central position itself was the meaning. Once the center was established, the order of the entire altar was established with it. There is also a more evocative explanation. The ancients associated this stone with Tai Chi, the philosophical concept representing the origin of the universe and the balance between opposing forces, and with the heart of heaven, believing it to be the point closest to the center of the cosmos. For this reason, visitors especially love to describe it as magical, saying that the sound you make while standing here is more likely to reach the sky. When tourists visit today, most of them try the echo. The experience is genuinely striking. The sound suddenly becomes intensely focused, as though the surroundings are amplifying it. Acoustically, what happens is that the railings, the platform, and the surrounding space reflect the sound back toward the center. This is precisely why Heaven Center Stone makes you immediately understand that the design of the Temple of Heaven encompasses even sound. The most memorable thing here is not just the special echo, but the fact that 600 years ago, the ancients already knew how to use a single central point to bring together ritual, number, space, and sound.